If you happen to be thinking about buying a new bicycle pump, you'll soon see a floor pump priced at a whopping $450. The brand name is Silca. It's an Italian company that's been sold to an American bicycle engineer. Silca's production now happens in Indianapolis, and NPR's Noah Adams went there to find out what could be so pricey about a pump.
The new CEO is Josh Portner. When he talks with bike people who are more than 40 years old and tells them he's bought the Silca brand, they get excited. However,
if you're new to the sport or if you're under 30, you look at me completely incredulous and say, "What? I've never even heard of that before."
But Silca is long established worldwide, and Portman's company is already shipping pumps overseas.
25 to Switzerland, 40 to England, 5 to Malaysia, 10 to Austria, 50 to Eurasia.
Josh Portner. As a teenager, he was racing bikes in Europe. He went to Vanderbilt for an engineering degree, joined the tech team for Zip Racing Wheels, and last year he flew off to Italy and had dinner with Claudio Sacchi, the grandson of Silca's founder. Portner offered to buy the company, promising to honor the name, said he would move everything to Indiana. Mr. Sacchi said yes. The new operation is in a small brick building on the north side of Indianapolis. When you walk in, you'll see one of the all-new Silca pumps, U.S. designed and made. It sits on a pedestal like a piece of sculpture. Josh Portner loves to show it off, starting with the base, which is made from zinc and finished with brushed nickel.
Pump bases need to be large so that they are stable when you're pumping and you don't knock them over. You know, the number one cause of death for a pump is getting knocked over in your garage.
The new Silca base itself weighs about the same as an ordinary complete pump. The red dial pressure gauge is on the bottom to keep it safe. The pump handle, rosewood and stainless steel, was inspired by Japanese cooking knives. And the air hose is a high-pressure brake line from a race car.
It's a 3-millimeter inner diameter Teflon tube, overbraided in stainless steel, and then outer jacketed in a beautiful red polyurethane.
I also got to meet Josh Portner's wife, Bobby Byrne. She's been helping out on weekends assembling parts. Dr. Byrne is a pediatrician and often works late in neonatal intensive care units.
I'll come home and Josh is, you know, sleeping at night and he's in bed with the pump, you know, holding the pump.
That's true?
It's actually really not true. Usually it's my kids that are in bed with him and not the pump, but he really takes pride in the pump.
This is plastic packing wrap. It's being quickly wound around stacks of Silca boxes on a pallet, getting them ready for the truck. We're not really in a factory here. It's simply a place where the pumps are assembled. There's about 60 components. Many of the suppliers are right in town, including a machine shop that's only a bike ride away. Portner has 4 employees now, with more to come soon. He says some of the suppliers are adding workers to fill his orders. He likes everything local and high quality and figures his pump at $450 would still be pretty expensive if he had the work done offshore.
We have received a lot of internet vitriol about the price of the new pump, which is hard to read. It's hard to read people saying terrible things about you.
So who buys this pump at $450? Portner says the target customer is the passionate cycling enthusiast and the racers and the pro mechanics. And he calls the pump at this price an experiment, says he wanted to define the ultimate. He's now thinking about other models at lower prices. Josh Portner paid $90 for his first Silca. He was only 15 years old. The bike shop in St. Paul, Minnesota refused to carry any other brand. That first pump is still in the Portner garage.
My kids use it to pump their tires. I've pumped my tires with it before every ride. It's a fixture within our family. Everybody uses it. It's black with hot pink Silca letters.
Josh Portner describing his 1989 Silca pump. Earlier this month in Las Vegas, at the Interbike Trade Convention, his 2014 model won Best in Show for new products. Noah Adams, NPR News.